Colt Nichols, man, outdoor warrior. Way to start the season off with a bang. You know, you came in late last year, injured, didn't have the series probably you wanted outdoors, but this is a way to kick it off.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, just kind of struggled with coming in healthy. Even at 17, when I raced the whole series, I only came in with about 4 weeks. So I've done a lot of motos. I felt like I was really prepared and the fitness felt good. I was just kind of struggling with the bike a little bit at the beginning of the day, having that first race thing kind of going on. But overall, man, I'm happy. I wanted to come in here and just kind of shoot for a top five, really. So to leave with a podium is great and carry that momentum and just keep building on the next 22 motos.
Amar got you in that second moto. And honestly, I thought the way he got you, I thought, oh, he's going to take off on you.
Yeah.
But you picked it up, or did he show you lines or whatever? You were on him.
Yeah, it actually worked out good for me. Actually having that little a lapper actually crashed and I had to stop in the rut, then kind of move, and I was riding a little tight before that, and so I think that whole group was kind of catching me, and then him, and then actually Dylan Frandis got by me too, and I was able to pass Dylan back really quick, and then I just wanted to keep pressing Alex. I mean, you never know with the mud, so I was really happy, like I said, with the fitness and how I felt. It was a real slow track, so I just had to be patient and just stay very conscious of what you were doing. But yeah, I tried to press him all the way to the finish, and we were very, very close, but couldn't quite get him.
I was talking to a bunch of guys today, and like, it's the first round of the outdoors. No one's happy with their bike setup.
Exactly.
No one's. Were you the same way?
Yeah, very. Yeah. I mean, after practice, I was like, "What in the hell?" But I mean, we had a new chassis and new suspension. You know how that is. The bike just feels tall and new and stiff and all that stuff. But overall, man, we made some really, really good bike changes. The team was on it today, especially with the mud. We made a really crucial change, and it was huge. I'm really, really glad we did that. And yeah, we've had our experience in the mud this year in Supercross, so it played in our favor today.
And another good day for you guys with Justin. Dylan was right there. Master Wheeler, a great first moto.
Yeah, I did.
Star Yamaha, man.
Yeah, I mean, Star Yamaha, we're here. Like I said, we have a very, very, very strong bike and just strong team. We've done our homework a lot this year. I've been putting a lot of scenarios through Supercross, and I feel very confident with where we are as a team moving forward.
How much do you guys talk to each other? I mean, you're rivals, right? You want to beat each other. How much communication is there, though?
Yeah, between me and Justin a lot, just because we train together. Me and Dylan, actually, quite a bit, too. I think we probably talk the most on the team. But he's a little alienated, obviously, with working with DV and whatnot. But we still talk a decent amount. And then Ty, I hadn't really talked to him too much. He was kind of coming in a little under the radar, obviously. So, and he's out in Texas kind of doing his own thing as well. So it'll be nice to have Oldenburg back, all five of us, because I train with him as well on a daily basis. So we try to keep it light, but definitely, I mean, it's going to be a dogfight between all of us this year.
Great start to the outdoors. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you. Yep.